to see what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy!
Welcome back, everybody. All the regular features are coming up. And also, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Well, right now it's time for you, Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories about real dumb people doing real dumb stuff. And then we read them, and we vote on them, and that's the Dummy of the Week. And by the way, if you want to be a part of You Big Dummy, find a link to a funny news story about a dumb person. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Say, I would like to read this on the air. Dan will hook it up. You'll be on the radio with us, and you get some Lou Malnati's pizza. So get to it. It's a win-win-win situation. Let's get started here. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Number one. The leader of a burglary ring known as Willy Wonka has pleaded guilty to 60 charges. The Salem News reports that 47-year-old William Willy Wonka Rodriguez pleaded guilty Thursday to his role in crimes in Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, and Connecticut. That netted more than $300,000 in property and currency. The Lawrence man was one of five people arrested in August during a police investigation dubbed Operation Golden Ticket. Rodriguez remains jailed on a $500,000 bail pending sentencing on November 7th, where he faces up to 12 years in prison.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Number two. Officials in the Michigan city of Portland are pleading for Facebook users to stop sending them angry messages about the city of the same name in Oregon. City manager Tut Gorman posts, "We steadily receive highly inappropriate complaints and messages clearly not directed at our PPD and certainly not reflective of our residents." He said there was, quote, "an aggressive spike in complaints last week involving civil unrest and Antifa groups shutting down streets in Portland, Oregon." Chief of Police Star Thomas said the Facebook post hasn't yet stopped the influx of messages. Thomas said the Michigan city of about 4,000 residents is very clearly different from its Oregon counterpart, which boasts a population of nearly 650,000.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Police confiscated a man's sweater that read, "Call my lawyer," after arresting him. The Roanoke Times reports the 21-year-old was arrested in Sunday's burglary of Clean Souls. Police seized seven right foot Nike Air Jordans and a sweatshirt printed with "Call my lawyer." Clean Souls operator Rob Wickman previously said he typically keeps right shoes on display while their other halves rest behind the counter. A warrant say police found a cash register behind the store along with a backpack containing merchandise worth $5,000 in the burglar's student ID. Despite the sweatshirt's instructions, it's unclear whether the man has a lawyer. So he stole just right shoes. he stole a bunch of just right foot shoes.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Yeah, we have to break. We have to break. I'm sorry. Okay, we have to break. So let's do that. We got dummy number four and dummy number five. That'll be after the news, and then we will vote. And again, call in at 312-981-7200. If you're the first person through, you get to cast your vote on whether or not or on who the biggest dummy is. So get ready to do that. We'll break for the news, which is coming up after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio. And it is a Friday, and as you can tell, we're doing our regular Friday features. We're in the middle of You Big Dummy. You Big Dummy! Straight out of context, Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll jump into the funky stuff. DJ Shagru will spin some Fly Jams on Fly Jams Friday. That's all coming up here till 5 on this Friday morning. All right. Dummy number four. A truck that lost its load of 22,000 metal grinding balls damaged a number of cars. Witnesses said the truck was going up a steep incline when the back of the vehicle came open. The two-pound metal balls, which are used to grind down stones, fell out of the trailer and started rolling down the hill. Police said at least six cars were damaged by the balls, but no injuries were reported. The driver of the truck, which was had been destined for Salt Lake City, said he made a wrong turn and ended up on the steep road. Truck driver Robert Herman told KOMO-TV, "I know I saw them bouncing down. Nothing I can do right now till the police is finished with them." Herman was cited for failing to secure his load.
There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy. Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house.
Dummy number five. A Massachusetts man who police dubbed the Brazen Botanist has pleaded guilty. The Salem News reports that 43-year-old Joseph Gardner was sentenced Tuesday to 1 year in jail. Police say a man was seen at a doorbell camera taking hanging plants from a Salem home at around 1:30 a.m. on May 16th. Tips to police led them to Gardner's girlfriend's home, where they found the three missing plants. Police recovered the plants and returned them to their owner. Gardner was arrested in August.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. I, period. Dummy.
All right. We have to vote. So let's do a recap here. This is a good week. Some of the details are pretty fantastic in these stories, I got to say. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to recap the five dummies, and the first person through at 312-981-7200 is going to be our third vote. 312-981-7200, first person through, gets to vote. All right, dummy number one was the man nicknamed Willy Wonka, who got busted for a multi-state crime ring. We have the people who are confusing Portland, Michigan with Portland, Oregon. We got the guy who got his Call My Lawyer sweatshirt confiscated while getting arrested for stealing nothing but right foot shoes. And then we got the truck driver whose 22,000 metal grinding balls fell out of his back of his truck, damaged other cars. And the guy who stole plants, whose last name was Gardner. Okay. All right, Dan. Pretty solid week for dummies.
Yes, very much so.
Okay, what do we got?
All right. So they are not going to be my winner, but the names from the second story involving the other Portland, Michigan, fantastic names. Mm-hmm. Tut.
Yep.
And Star.
Right.
Obviously, we've discussed many times in the past what is and what is not irony, but the fact a guy named Gardner stole plants.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Yep. I stopped reading it because I was like, what? And I looked over at you and you were just shaking your head. Yes, Nick, yep. His name is Gardner.
Yep. I do appreciate the truck driver in four just being like, you know what, man? Nothing I could have done.
You could have secured your truck.
Well, but I could have done that. But after that, he's yeah. like,
whatever. I saw him bouncing.
But just the overwhelming evidence. We had a story a few weeks back about why there's only a right foot displayed at shoes, and it makes sense. But right. still, the fact you don't go looking for the left, A, number one.
Yeah.
B, you had your student ID on you. And three, call my lawyer. Who has a sweater named Call My Lawyer?
Okay. All right. Well, there's your vote right there. All right. So Dan is voting for the goofball, and a clean soul, by the way, is a great name for a shoe shop, though, for a shoe store. All right, you guys, you get one person, first person in, gets to vote. 312-981-7200. You will cast the third vote. So the Willy Wonka thing is hilarious because his name is Willy Wonka, the metal balls thing. I'm picturing that happening. And you know what, Dan, you know what I thought of immediately with the truck driver thing? And anytime we have like these weird sort of truck driver stories with the metal balls damaging other cars, I immediately think J.K. Simmons is going to show up and say, we covered it. but I, too, am going to go with the Call My Lawyer guy. But let's see what our listener will vote for. Mark, what are you voting for?
Hey, Nick, I think Willy Wonka is the best.
Oh, you're going with Willy Wonka, who got busted for his multi-state crime ring.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks for your vote, Mark. Thank you, buddy.
Hey, thanks, Nick.
There you go. That was our third vote, but our winner is the Call My Lawyer guy.
By the way, kudos to the cop on the name of the operation being Golden Ticket.
Golden Ticket. Absolutely. All right. Okay, cool. Shall we get started on the next Friday morning fiesta? I don't know what that means. Anna. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight. Out of context, context, context. Context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. It's time for Straight Out of Context. We do this every Friday. Here's the deal. You listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever anybody at any time on any show says something that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Shall we begin, Dan?
We shall begin. And okay. We shall begin with Peter in Decatur. Heard this one of you.
And pay for the ultimate package. See, and I knew it, right? Didn't I say? Did I say that?
Yeah, you paused. I don't think you said it out loud, but you paused. You
paused. Yeah, because I mean, it's anytime you say package, you're going to end up in this segment. Mm-hmm. That's one of the many lessons we've learned from Straight Out of Context. Okay. Oh, do we have to break?
We got to go to Vic in the newsroom.
Okay, Vic.
Hey, guys, just some breaking traffic-related news. We have a shooting investigation on I-57. They've blocked down all lanes on the inbound side of I-57 at 127th Street. So what you want to do is go north on Halsted to 119th to re-enter onto I-57. We'll have the latest in our next report.
Okay. All right. Traffic stuff, we got an eye on that as well. And Vic's in the newsroom. Okay. So we are we're back. Are we ready again to roll?
We are. Peter in Decatur emailed this one of me. I will go number one.
Wait. What was that?
Was me voting for last week's
dummy. Oh, that was you voting. You went number one.
Right.
Okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Okay.
Streamwood Carroll sent in this one of Rick Pearson.
I'm excited.
Oh. And I just can't hide it. All right.
Eric heard this one of Lisa Wolf.
It was my first time and I loved it.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right.
Jesse's responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Patty Vasquez.
I can't stop licking.
Did she say licking?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Then me. We'll see if we can get Jesse's in here.
That was from, was that from last week again? Oh, yep. My God. Okay.
And you?
You're doing it nationwide. Doing it nationwide?
Mm-hmm.
What was that?
Fantasy football.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was an innocent conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And me. The biggest poundage.
What was that?
We were talking about fantasy fly fishing.
You know? Oh. Man, we're dominating this week.
We'll take a break, but the first one back is you again.
Oh,
so.
For God's sake. All right. So we're doing Straight Out of Context, everybody. We'll get back to it right after we break here for the weather and some commercials. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context.
What's up?
Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
That's right. Straight Out of Context continues. This is when you listen 24/7 to this station whenever anybody at any time says something you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, jot it all down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com, and I guess I'm next, right?
You are correct. Ken from Hillside emailed this one of you.
By the way, I want you to know that she and V loved it.
There
and I honestly didn't expect her to like it.
Right.
We were talking about Phantasm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right.
Ken from Hillside also sent in this one of Steve Cochran.
I love the fact that she was pretending to be embarrassed when she enjoyed every second of it.
All right.
Tom heard this one of Violetta Podramatic.
Whatever gets the job done.
Whoa. All right. Okay.
Stream with Steve emailed this one of Lisa Wolf.
It only works once.
I don't know why. I have no idea why that one struck me so funny. That's hilarious. That's great. Okay.
Kevin from Lakewood sent in this one of Patty Vasquez.
Melt in your mouth meat.
Oh, God. All right.
Tim heard this one of Andrea Darlis.
Or so is the secret long and slow?
Oh, my God. Oh, man. See what happens when she hooks up with Patty?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
All right.
I'm coming from Cochran lesson.
No yeah. Less,
Paul and Peter in Decatur emailed this one of you.
Is it going down? Maybe the one in front of you can go down. Well, that was from the other night, right? When Noah was here.
Yep.
Oh, man. And I knew it, too. Okay.
And finally, Wild Bill sent in this one of you.
What's... I like living in the city that's the meat capital of the world.
Okay.
Wow, we dominated. Our show dominated
yes,
this week.
So.
I mean, completely. We didn't have one from Wendy.
That's true.
Have we ever gone a week without at least one from Wendy Snyder?
You know, she was off of the you know, her knee surgery and things
oh,
like
right.
that.
Oh, right. Yeah, man. But she was on this week.
Yes.
That's weird, man. All right. Keep your ears peeled, everybody. Wendy's filthy.
And thereby, as we always like to remind people, there are some that are just too dirty.
Oh, yeah.
Or I can't get the right audio or various things happen.
Yeah.
But thank you all for submitting.
All of you guys for submitting. It's fantastic. So there you go. All right. Now, what about this?
Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, it's called Nick D Show Spies, and this is when you listen 24/7 whenever anybody at any time mentions me or the show in any capacity. We want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot down the day, the time, who talked about us, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Three clips this week.
Okay.
Our spies were Celine, Aaron and Aurora, Lake Geneva Dan, and Tim. Mm. The Steve Cochran Show was talking about the Price is Right stage show coming to town, and our guy Joe Romano mentioned your love of a certain game.
Oh. Price is Right Live coming to the Chicago Theater Sunday, yeah. February 17th. Live interactive stage show giving you the chance to come on down and play classic games from the show. What's the best game ever on the Price is Right? It's a little one where the guy climbs the mountain.
Oh, yeah, the alpine climber. Yeah,
that's a pretty good one.
So they make a touring show out of The Price is Right? Is that the idea? It's not, yeah. It's not a live television taping.
No, everything's a touring show now.
Nick DiGilio loves that Yodeler game.
Is that what it is, the Yodeler?
Yeah, the Yodeler.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a ticket.
Oh, it's called Cliffhangers. just want to clear it up. But yes, I do love the yodeling dude. But yeah, no, it's Cliffhangers. That's the name of the game. And that is the best. That's my favorite game. By the way, I want to mention this really quickly, and I've mentioned it before. Maybe one of the only funny things that James Corden has ever done. It's available on YouTube. He had somebody from the audience come out, because they tape next door to Price is Right. That's where the studio is. So they had somebody from the audience come out, and he came out, and they did the yodeling game. They brought out the official yodeling game. They did it, and he falls off the mountain, and they're like, oh, that's too bad. And all of a sudden, on the mountain come his family. Where is you? Where are you? Where are you? His child and his family, and then the paramedics come, and they start yelling at the contestant, you killed my father. It's hilarious. Hilarious. Find it on YouTube. Okay.
Next up, Patty Vasquez was talking about a certain movie club and mentioned how yours is so successful.
There are these screenings of classic movies. It seems like it's in conjunction with AMC.
Uh-huh.
Not the movie theater line, but the American Movie Classics.
Right.
And they show movies every month. Next month is Die Hard. They
have these, my gosh, really?
On the big screen again.
Wow.
I know. This is the thing.
Maybe we should go.
We should. There were like that six people. There were six people in the theater. I'm like, they don't do it like Nick D does.
Uh-huh.
Nick D knows what he's doing.
He's
got that stuff in line and people show up.
Yeah, they do. And I really appreciate it. We have regulars every month. And by the way, I'm showing The Longest Yard on November 13th. Tuesday, November 13th. That's called Fathom Productions, the people that are doing that.
Right.
And Die Hard, listen to this, man. 30 years old. That's why they're
crazy
doing it. 30. Okay.
All right, our final clip. Frank Fontana and Kathy Hart were filling in for John Williams earlier this week. They were talking about classic literature and horror things because of the season. And one of our regular listeners called in to talk to them and mentioned us.
Hey, hi, guys. Enjoy the topic. My name is Pax, and I usually talk with Nick late at night. But this is a good topic. Mary Shelley, the wysshe of Percy Bysshe Shelley, the romantic poet,
mm-hmm.
She entered a contest in the 1830s, a horror contest, and she came in third place, and she wrote Frankenstein.
Wow.
Oh, get out.
And Percy Bysshe Shelley entered her in. She didn't want to enter into it, enter the contest, and she wrote it, and then it became a very famous work. And she always regretted that the monster had no name.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Victor Frankenstein was the creator of the monster, but everybody thinks Frankenstein, that's the monster's name. And she always regretted that she never named him.
Well, that's crazy an interesting stuff. Little bit of trivia. Thanks, Paxton.
Good nugget, Paxton.
Yeah, it's Paxton. Love him. Thanks for the mention, Paxton.
Yeah,
I appreciate
Paxton's
that.
An English teacher as well, so obviously he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's absolutely right on that. Yeah, and he is just the monster. Everybody calls him Frankenstein, even Fartenstein. He's just the fart monster, really, technically.